C'est le 13e jour de guerre en Ukraine et sa répercussion ne laisse personne indifférent. Oksana Milsriek, d'origine ukrainienne, a émigré en 2008 dans le Nord-Ouest pour suivre son mari qui est canadien. Aujourd'hui, elle tient avec lui Kit Office Plus, un magasin de fournitures de bureaux et de papeterie et de meubles à Rivière-la-Paix. Elle partage au micro de Nord-Ouest FM son inquiétude et la manière de venir en aide à son pays.
We decide to help out for everyone with whatever we can. That's why we decide to launch the donations, and we will be doing that. All my family is back there, and I'm keeping in touch with them every single day. It's a big shock for everyone, and not just in Ukraine, but the whole world.
Pour venir en aide à son pays et à sa famille, Oksana Milsriek a débuté une levée de fonds jeudi dernier. Elle nous en donne tous les détails.
With a company called MEEST, MEEST. It's a big international company that's sending packages overseas. This is where we gonna gather all the items, and this will be shipped to basically to Toronto. Then from there, they will be by aircraft gonna go to Poland, and then from Poland, and they will be sending this wherever it needs in Ukraine. So basically, with any money that we collect, and we're gonna go and buy, we are gonna purchasing like first aid kits and bandages, because we have a medical supplier through our company. So that's where we're gonna utilize them for best pricing, and then all the money that will be donated will be go towards the medical supplies.
Oksana a déjà commencé à recevoir de l'argent pour venir en aide à tous les Ukrainiens, mais aujourd'hui elle s'inquiète aussi vraiment pour sa famille.
I will have no idea what would happen to my family, and I fear the worst. I mean, either they would die or they would be sent to Siberia, because that's what happened with the World War II with my family, especially my grandfather. They were sent to Siberia. Some people came back, and a lot of people didn't come back. They would try to take all the Ukrainians and basically send them very far away. Can't even imagine what could happen. It would not be good.
À quoi ressemblera le futur pour l'Ukraine et ses pays voisins, mais aussi pour tous les membres de la famille de ceux comme Oksana qui sont restés là-bas. En attendant, le monde entier montre sa solidarité en hissant haut les couleurs de l'Ukraine. Hélène Lequitte, Nord-Ouest FM.